Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, welcome. Bonjour. Good day. Dobro jutro. You've tuned into and you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, I want you to grade your life. How is your life going? How is your life going? Because you know there are three essentials to happiness. Something to do, someone to love, and something to hope for. Ask yourself, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? You're listening to Live with Kathy. And the topic is, this is etched in stone. And you want to change your life? You're going to change your thinking. It's short and catchy, but I'm asking you, are you creating thoughts of good for yourself? Because you've heard me say this time and time again, life responds to your outlook. Our potential for change and growth is limitless. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. Did you know that there's only one of you, and that you will never, ever happen again? I'm going to repeat this. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. What are you thinking? Do you want to change your life? Call in 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You know, this is it, darling. There are no do-overs. And I don't want you to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Right this very minute. What are you thinking? Are you creating thoughts of good for yourself? Or are you in the habit of TNT, toxic negative thinking? I'm going to quote Steve Jobs. He said, your life is time. Your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. And I want to remind you, this year is the one in which you promised to do so much last year. We're into September. Have you fulfilled your goals? Have you fulfilled your intention? Were you persistent in your potential for change and growth? It's limitless, but it is up to you. You can choose to think either positive or negative thoughts. Your body and brain, and your mind and body don't brain, don't mind. They don't care. I get ahead of myself. Do you know that the body and the brain talk to each other 2 hours into sleeping? So how's your life going? Listen to me. There is no blame. You Yeah, you. Look in the mirror. You are the creator of your life. You are the Baryshnikov of your dance of life. You are the Michelangelo of your life. So do you wonder why I love to give a voice to my passion? Because it reminds me when I'm off the scale, off the road, and I'm in the gutters, I go, oh my gosh, that's my thinking. Let me get back to my change and growth, because I know that it's limitless. It is up to us. And you see, by giving a voice to my passion, it reminds me to stay on course. And I want you to think about giving a voice to your passion. It could be a one-time show. It could be a show every week. You need to email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Did you know that internet radio is a powerful marketing and advertising tool? And the beauty of it is that you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Now, you email Kathy Studio at SBC Global. This is to advertise you, your product, your service. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a professional. Perhaps you have a recipe for chicken scampi. Oh, I have a terrific recipe for that and many marvels. You could be a solopreneur, entrepreneur, business owner, but does everyone understand your mission and passion? And my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Who said that you can't be brilliantly talented and glamorous and handsome 50 and beyond? Do you want to share your voice, your mission and passion? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. Do you want to share your passion today? Call in 347-637-3789. But darlings, let me remind you, there are no loose cannons, because I'll cut you right off. But if you want to use internet radio as an advertising marketing tool, your show is live, and then it's archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database, and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and it will circle the world. I work with you on content, and I'm going to work with you on your voice. Now, how long would you be listening to me if I sounded like this? I work with you on your voice and your content, and then I become your outside advocate. I will promote you on Live with Kathy. Now, if you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, via a 30 or a 60-second commercial, get in touch with me. It's affordable. I will help you write your advertising commercial. And there is a 13-week commitment. It shall be my pleasure with you. Can't you just feel the energy? The brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers, impact, Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International in Canada. They're the Don Perignon of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of arts in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Hey, gals, it's for you too, but you do have to qualify. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. And if you want to qualify, log on ironworkers.org. And I have the 6-minute CD. It is my acknowledgement introducing you to the world of ironworkers. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It is absolutely magnificent. Just magnificent. Let me tell you my analogy on the classics in creative construction. Ballet. The art of body discipline encouraging change, forming and molding the body. Ironworkers. The art of creative construction beginning with blueprints following a disciplined path to achieve a work of art. Haute couture. The world of high fashion, exquisite, beautiful expressions, colors, the effect of many hours behind the scenes in creating, designing, a mutual labor of love. Ironworkers. The beauty of their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. The pride and dedication is in the end result. Buildings, monuments, bridges, factories that stand the test of time. The celebration, the bow, bravo. Acknowledging acclaim for a brilliant ballet performance and fashion production. The topping off ceremony after a construction project has been completed. Let the party begin. And oh, do the ironworkers know how to party. She towers so high, just scraping the sky. What a momentous occasion. The final beam of the Sears Tower in Chicago was put into place 33 years ago. Number of Sears employees, construction workers, and dignitaries who signed the final beam, 12,000. 12,000. Similarities abound in the classics and creative construction, and yet our worlds apart. Let's think of the Lyric Opera House in Chicago, 1929, home to famous ballet companies and opera lovers. My favorite ballet, Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake, the Pas de Deux, a magnificent tribute to the male dancers' athleticism and strength while performing a series of grand jetés. The Swan's graceful movements are breathtaking and pay homage to years of arduous training. The Airy Crown Theatre Auditorium, built in 1960, where global designers present their latest creations to the world. Glissade, gliding down the runway, wearing the latest fashions with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. The Lyric Opera House, the Airy Crown, yet another testimony and witness to the art form and dedication of iron workers and construction workers. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that ironworkers provide a comfortable, secure life? I know because I married one, and I wouldn't change a thing for the world. And listen, you guys, you could hoot, holler, and whistle all you want should I walk by. I shall be so flattered. I salute all of you. I salute Jindan Shin Chin. The pleasure has been all mine. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant. Iron Age wire art sculpture and leather works, all originals, unique, one-of-a-kind designs. Do you want to give a unique and spectacular gift that will never be duplicated? Get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. The Beau Vivant is a wire art sculpture, leather works. Each design is custom created for the individual, hand-built, one at a time, one of a kind. Life with Kathy. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Introducing Ageless Cells. Turns back the clock on a cellular level. I will not be without my Ageless Cell. Z Vitamin. Log on lifeextension.com. Click on the magazines and click on 2005, and you'll read my profile. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought right now. No costly equipment or operations. Learn my all-natural techniques. Come on, looks do matter. Actions, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. The book is available as an e-book and a hard copy. And Edith Knapp, another author extraordinaire, has another wonderful book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. She is the creator of TNT, Toxic Negative Thinking, and that leads me into, I want to remind you that life responds to your thinking. What are you thinking? Write down your thoughts today. You will be absolutely amazed at how negative your thoughts are. A call to action. I am the creator of this, the new aging paradigm. Redefined. Hey, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many because they don't know how to create their life. Raymond Charles Barker said, the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. This is the only life you have. There are no do-overs. So how are you living your life? Are you living the life according to your gospel or to someone else's? Because we do teach people how to treat us. And Steve Jobs said, your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Who are they? Who are the people that you associate with on a daily basis? I want you to know, I am going to the very end in the most glamorous outfit by Givenchy or Dior. Do you know that you could be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome after 60 and beyond? You see, the dynamic 60, 80-year-olds are now the new face of the 40, the 50-year-olds. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Hey, what dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Have you always dreamed of being the CEO of your very own business without investing huge capital and working at home? When you're the CEO of your very own business, it's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. Offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, to believe in you. And I was 25 when I had my first at-home business. Ah, it was encouraging. I could hardly wait to get up in the morning to start my day with persistent thoughts of success, success, success. And I have to quote Phil, it was Stuart Wilde, who said, listen to me, darlings, it's your choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Now, choices either come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Are they positive or negative? I'm telling you again, your mind and body, they don't care. They don't care. To make affirmations of thought work, you have to come from hope and positive expectancy. It is the life force in the thought that makes it dynamic. Okay, here's an example. Oh, yeah, I really want to reach my goal, and I'm going to be persistent. Blah. But if you have encouragement, if you truly believe that when you create the habit of powerful affirmations and thinking, it's going to enrich your life. Because Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, either is true. I truly, in my heart, I want to reach the world. And I'm doing it by giving a voice to my passion. Are you creating good thoughts for yourself? Honeys, are you? You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Oh, there's no way around it. You want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not sorry. Because most of you have inferiority complexes. You're afraid to be brilliant. You're afraid of what other people will think. I really don't give a rat's tushy what anyone thinks of me. Because I've done my study. Within my heart of hearts, I know that I have the potential for change and growth. It's limited. It's limitless. It goes on and on and on. And I am persistent. I am absolutely persistent. Can you be persistent? You still have time to call in 347-637-3789. Are you going to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? Can you imagine moving from poor me to powerful me? But it takes dedicated repetition to create a new neurological pathway, a new superhighway for positive affirming thoughts to flow with ease and grace. What thoughts are you creating right now? What are you thinking right now? Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, words, deeds, actions are all seeds. Be careful what you sow. I'm asking you, how does your garden grow? You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. And Napoleon Hill famously said, you become what you think about most. How could you not? There is no argument. There is a mind-body connection. When we speak talk, it's a manifestation of what we have been thinking. How could you say anything if you're not thinking it? Now, you have the choice to think either positive or negative thoughts. The universe, and I'm going to repeat it again, your mind and body can't tell the difference. It really doesn't care. Can you be persistent? Can you be persistent? Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. You want to live your life to the fullest? Begin with peace. It comes from being aligned with the present moment. This is all that we have, this present moment. Right now, wherever you are, you feel that you are at home because you are. Tomorrow is promised to no one, there's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Forgiveness happens naturally as soon as you realize that the past cannot prevail against the power of the present. It depends on what you truly believe. Are you attached? Are you married to the past? Then I don't want to be in your company. You see, people don't really realize that right now is all that there ever is. And now stop and think, darlings, there's no past or future. Except as a memory, what do you think? Your anticipation in your mind. Yeah, I know there are two ways of being unhappy. One is not getting what you want, and the other is getting what you want. If you think this, that, or the other thing will make you happy when you get what you wanted, you will again be focusing on the next moment, never being in the moment, which is all that we have right now. We only have this present moment. Are you in gratitude? It's an essential part of being in the present. When you deeply accept the present moment, because that's all you have right now, gratitude arises spontaneously. It takes persistence. Habits take forever, but keep at it. Keep at it. Be diligent. Every time you're tempted to react in the same old way, always ask yourself, do you want to be a prisoner of the past or the pioneer of the future? Deepak Chopra. Oh, if you think that when you take a vacation or find the ideal partner or get a better job or a nice place to live or whatever it is, then you will finally be happy. That's when you lose yourself into the future. Every ego wants to be special. If it can't be special by being superior to others, it's also quite happy being special, miserable. Rather than asking if you can ever be free, because ever is a huge amount of the future time, ask if you can be free at this present moment. The only place where you can or need to be free is this moment, not the rest of your life, just now. Memories are thoughts. You know, the ego loves guilt. It loves not only blaming others, that strengthens it too. But if that doesn't work, you can blame yourself. Blame? There is no blame, I told you earlier. But of course, every human being, including me, has done things in the past that they regret. I know there are things I've done that I regret. They were silly and stupid. So realizing the essence of who you are doesn't lie in the past or the future or thoughts about the past. Let it go. Once you realize that the primary purpose of your life is the inner, and this is what becomes the main purpose, and then the secondary purpose, the other purpose falls into place. I want you to enjoy the best of the rest of your life. Life is golden, happiness. And don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart.
until tomorrow.
Make it a great day. Au revoir.